Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 28th of September 2017, Violence and Depression in Mental Health Nursing. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Nurses are no strangers to violence, and it seems to be increasing. Violence against nurses takes place in any setting: acute hospitals, emergency departments, the community, and in mental health care. It's this last area of nursing that is the focus of this article from Taiwan by Se et al., titled "Predictors of Depressive Symptoms Among Psychiatric Nurses Who Suffered from Workplace Violence," and published in JAN. The aim of the study reported by Se et al. Was to examine the possible factors that contributed to or prevented developing depressive symptoms among psychiatric nurses who suffered from workplace violence. Nearly 300 nurses were involved, and they completed questionnaires including the Centre for Epidemiological Studies Depression Scale. All had experienced violence, and nurses who were depressed were compared with those who were not. Those who had good family support were less likely to be depressed. It seems that family support may be a protective factor against depression when violence is experienced. In conclusion, the authors said, our findings suggested that family support was a protective factor against developing depressive symptoms among assaulted psychiatric ward nurses. Our study indicated that enhancing family support of the assaulted psychiatric ward nurses could be a useful strategy to prevent developing depressive symptoms.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.